We look now to South Africa, a country with one of the highest crime rates in the world, including rates for murder and rape. Now, the nation's top law enforcement official says police should be allowed to use deadly force against suspects. The government is trying to cut down on crime before it hosts next year's World Cup soccer championship. But the government's so-called shoot-to-kill policy is being blamed for the recent deaths of innocents, including last week, a small child. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt reports.
There was no containing the grief of mourners gathered to bury 3-year-old Atlehang Polani. He was shot dead November 7th when a policeman fired through the window of the parked car he was sitting in. The boy's uncle said no warning shots were fired, no questions asked. Atlehang's sorrowful 28-year-old mother, Mapuli Polani, spoke to me earlier at her home. She said she was called to the scene by a relative, and when she got there, she saw her child lying dead.
I stayed there for hours, and they couldn't even allow me to see my son. I just watched him lie there with the cop that shot my son, and he didn't even show any remorse. He just stood there, and apparently he was drunk. And I asked him, why did you kill my son? And he just looked at me like I'm mad.
The police say they mistook the metal pipe the 3-year-old was holding for a gun. The officer who fired the shot has been arrested. Polani says she wants justice.
I just want answers from the policeman. Why did he do it?
The 3-year-old's killing happened as the government is trying to strengthen the country's laws, giving police the right to use lethal force if they or innocent bystanders are endangered. As many as 50 people a day are killed in South Africa, and police say they need to match firepower with firepower.
Shoot the bastards.
That's how Deputy Police Commissioner Fikile Mabalula told parliamentarians criminals should be handled. He disagrees with critics who say police have been overly aggressive, saying they must
act decisively against criminals. No retreat, no surrender, no going back. And use the power which is guaranteed to you in the law of this country.
Fikile says bystanders inevitably will be victims.
When you are caught in a situation of combat with criminals, you will understand that innocent people are going to die, not deliberately, but in the exchange of firepower, you will actually be caught on the wrong side.
South African President Jacob Zuma rejects the shoot-to-kill label and keeps publicly stressing that police do not have a license to kill. And he denies he's encouraging a culture of trigger-happy police officers. Police officials say civilian deaths have been on the rise for the past 3 years. In recent comments to police commanders, Zuma attributed the civilian killings in part to poor police training. He and top police officials also say South African police are poorly paid and outgunned. Since 2007, 212 policemen have been killed in the line of duty. But alongside more aggressive law enforcement, South Africa is in a building frenzy in preparation for next year's World Cup Games. The government anticipates up to 500,000 visitors for the month-long event. Officials appear to hope the steps they're taking to combat crime will resonate with potential visitors more than the tears of those who've lost loved ones because of it. Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Hammanskraal, South Africa.